On March 19th, during the New York State tenant takeover of the Capitol in Albany, I had a conversation with Robin Martin, who shed some light on the difficulties of navigating the current housing/rent crisis for individuals with disabilities.
My name is Robin Martin, and I'm here to lift up the weaker people with disabilities. People that's homeless, people that don't have enough income because there's not enough jobs. So, I know about God's abundance. Help us stop wasting taxpayers' money. I'm a retiree. I can't afford this high rent.
So for today's event, it's in Albany, but there's people from across the state. And I was wondering if you could mention what part of New York you're from and what the state is like with the rent, the housing.
Well, I'm from Bronx, New York, and it's very, 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 very crowded. There is housing in the five boroughs, plenty of housing. Skip the shelters and put people straight in the housing. Why are you wasting money on shelters to have people sitting back waiting for housing? Put people straight into the houses. Put them straight into your apartments. End this reckless behavior that you're owning up to oppress the people. The Bible said the poor will always be with you. So what do you think God wants you to do with the poor?
And in your introduction, you also did mention that you're here to represent the needs of the people with disabilities in terms of the rent. And I was wondering if you could shed some light of the experiences that disabled people are having with, especially with, you know, not just for being able to afford rent, because on some occasions, because of disability, people cannot even work. So, and what's it like for people who are disabled to go through even the public housing system?
Well, let me tell you, I have a daughter that's schizophrenic bipolar, and I have another daughter that's mentally retarded. And both of them are having housing issues because they can't afford proper rent, so they have to go and live in areas that's dangerous. You're putting my grandchildren in danger. My mentally ill daughter is running around in the streets with no housing, no direction, no nothing. I have a family member that has HIV. Rent is too high for her to pay the rent. Stop messing up the money. You want to cut something? Cut y'all's paychecks.
Right. And I'm sorry about hearing about the experiences of your daughters.
Yes, I'm going through a lot.
Right.
I'm going through a lot.
Right. And you also mentioned a cut, and that the cut should be on the salaries of politicians. And the thing about, you know, for example, today some people are advocating for a program called the Housing Access Voucher Program. That's basically going to help people who cannot afford rent by subsidizing the cost of the housing. But then you'll hear other people push back on it by saying that if the government is going to subsidize housing, it means that they're going to have to tax the individual more. And so I'm wondering, what would you say to someone who is concerned about such a policy because they do not want to pay more taxes?
Well, you're being blessed with the money, so why not pay your taxes? You want us to pay something that we don't have. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the compassion? Some people got 4 and 5 houses. Other people have none. That ain't right. And I'm not just talking about this United States. I'm talking about all over the world. God has made provisions because he said, I will supply all of your needs, not some. He said all. So that makes me know, generations to generations, God will provide. So stop. Stop the oppression. Stop the oppression. Israel, stop the oppression. Africa, stop the oppression. United States, stop the oppression. There's enough money. There's enough money. It's God's money, not ours.
And Robin, when you're given your feedback, you did mention that some individuals have 4 or 5 houses while other people do not have any houses. And that points to an issue of inequality, you know, an unequal distribution of, you know, wealth across society.
Right.
And very often, another thing that you'll hear from people that might have more, you know, material wealth than other people is that they worked hard to earn that money without understanding that some individuals, maybe because of disability or for some other reasons, might not be able to even work to earn the most basic amount of money for any sort of upkeep. And so my question is, in terms of like making society more equal, because you mentioned love, you mentioned compassion, which are things that would help us in that direction.
So let me mention right rent, right building. 100-year-old buildings do not deserve high rent. Some of these buildings are falling down right on our heads. Fix it, fix it, fix it. Housing inspectors, do your job. Stop lying. You're hurting people. Government, y'all are hurting people for no reason. Do it right. God is watching you.
And my last question is, do you have anything to add that I might not have asked when we were having this conversation? Something else?
I do have something to add. I was homeless. And I told the worker that I was 29 years clean from drugs. And I told her I did not want supportive housing because I don't need supportive housing. She put me in supportive housing anyway. Now I'm surrounded by a bunch of drug addicts and drug dealers in my neighborhood, and I'm just afraid.
I'm sorry about that, Robin. And so in situations where, you know, for example, an individual like you did not ask for to be put in housing but was still put in that situation, what is the procedure of you? Is there like a process of appeal? Like, can you appeal your case? Can you... What options does someone in your situation have to, you know, be able to move from that dangerous situation, unsafe situation, to a more better situation?
Well, the only thing I know to do is go back into the system again. I stop paying rent because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to use again. I don't want to use again. I shouldn't be put in that position. I shouldn't be. My sobriety is in danger.
I'm sorry, Robin.
The neighborhood is riddled with drug addicts and drug dealers. You're opening up shops. Why are you opening up drugs to be free? What good is it going to do for the United States to start making drugs free?
I'm sorry.
It's another suppression. It's not right.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yes.
I know it took a lot of heart. It took a lot of strength to be able to do that. But we're hoping that through your story, as well as the stories of a lot of other people that I've talked to today, who have decided to come together and ask for, you know, to be treated fairly, that we'll be able to make society more just, we'll be able to get people access to housing. And thank you, Robin.
Thank you.